Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. My name is Pastor Kevin Radlin with Lighthouse Christian Church and Turn the Light On. And we are just excited that you decided to tune in with us today. I always have a co-host on the program with me, and today I've got two. I've got my wife, Lisa Radlin, and my daughter, Jenna Radlin. We're going for that generational outlook again with Jenna, and we love having you guys on the program. Welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Happy to be here.
All right. So we always like to get together and just break down some different topics in the Word. This is a topical just discussion slash Bible study slash whatever you want to call it. We just like to get on the air and just try to be relevant and try to teach you guys and share with you guys how to bring the gospel into a modern world, how to share the truth of God's love with people around us. So we usually let the co-host pick the topic. Which one of you guys came up with the topic today?
A lot of times when I'm Lisa. A lot of times when I'm driving, the Lord will just speak something into my heart. And so when I was trying to find a topic, I started going through my notes, and then I saw a note that I came up with that said, "Don't get caught up in the race and lose sight of my face."
And so I that's something like, that God whispered to you while you were driving, or
I'm not sure. It was
can't
in
remember.
It was in September that I put that note in. So I don't know if it's like something I heard someone say, or
sometimes
if that was spoken to my
tape
heart.
Or
stood out to me when I heard it. So I just put it in my notes, and then I thought, wow, that's perfect. We need to get face to face with the Lord and spend time with Him.
Yeah. So today's topic is, don't get caught up in the race and lose sight of my face. That's the Lord speaking, right?
Yes.
So what is the race?
Well, I feel like the race is actually could be different things. It could be your walk with the Lord, because we're told that we're running this race of faith, or it could be just in life in general, just constantly working and doing things and your busyness of life, and you forget about spending time with God.
How about you, Jenna? What's the race in your generation? What are people striving for that maybe they're missing God because they're so busy doing these things?
Yeah.
What's the press on the 20-somethings?
I feel like my generation definitely get caught up on everyday life, just trying to be successful, just trying to make it, whatever the world's telling them is the definition of success. They're always going for that, you know? And so I feel like sometimes we can just get caught up in just things that really don't matter and think like, this is what I have to put my worth in, all of these things, when really God's the only thing that should matter in your life.
Sure. I think that the race is something that we all have to do in our life. But I think the key is that we don't get caught up in that and make that the priority. You
right.
know what I mean?
And
so I don't think we have to just totally abandon everything and just get so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good.
Yeah.
But we do have to have this mindset of, I can't let this push of life overtake me. I can't let everything that the world is telling me I have to have become the priority over God in my life.
Yeah, and I feel like life can be like a race sometimes. It's like, are you letting the Lord walk with you? Sometimes we can get so caught up in running so much, doing so many things like for God or just running from God, you know. Life can be defined as a race, you know, and it's like, are you letting the world walk all over you? You know, what are you doing in this race?
I see in 1 Corinthians 9:23-26, it says, I do everything to spread the good news and to share its blessings. Don't you realize that in the race, everyone runs, but only one gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that fades away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with a purpose in every step.
That's really good.
So that's basically saying that we're in a race to do things to build the kingdom, to spread the good news and share its blessings, and that we need to focus on the prize. And what is the prize? I feel like, well, one of the things is the prize is people, bringing them to the Lord for eternity, because literally our life on earth is just a vapor.
Right.
Compared to eternity. And so it's so important that we spread the news of the gospel to people.
Yeah, I think when you think of it from a perspective of the race, we've got to be careful that we aren't just becoming so mindful of everything that we're doing that we forget that God wants to be with us and be a part of us throughout everything that we're doing. He wants us to take the gospel with us to work. He wants us to take Jesus with us to the convenience store to pump gas. I've actually ministered to people just while pumping gas. I've had somebody on the other side of the pump.
Me too. Yeah.
And I've just smiled and said, hey, and next thing you know, they're spilling the beans, telling me their whole life story. And then, you know, I've actually prayed for people that way. It's not every day, but I was mindful of it. And I think that's where we really want to press into the face of God. You know, it's because let's talk about that just for a minute. You know, because it's like, don't get caught up in the race. I think we have a pretty good definition of what the race is. It's our jobs, it's our lives, it's everything that we do and have to do to survive. But what is you know, seeking his face look like for the average person that's out there listening right now? How do we explain to them what it looks like to not lose track of it and make sure that we're seeking the face of God in our life?
I think for me, I feel like that starts with just acknowledging, God, I want you to be a part of my life. You know, just first accepting Christ into your life and then putting that, okay, God, this is your life you have for me. And just opening your heart to God and saying, God, whatever you want to do for my life, I'm going to try to do that. And even though sometimes I might stumble, I will fall in this race, but I trust in you that you're going to pick me back up and get me through.
You're finding your purpose in God, because a lot of times people are actually, they're not seeking God's face in their purpose for the world. They're looking for careers at your age. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a spouse. You know, they're looking for a husband, a wife. They're trying to settle all those issues. And sometimes that can consume us. We
can actually
end up looking for everything but what God wants. I think when we're seeking God's face, it's not that we're seeking God and not looking for a spouse. It's we're seeking for a spouse or a job
or
a career.
Your priority shifts.
But God is with us, and we are seeking his face in that endeavor. You know, we are staying close to him. You know, when you're face-to-face with somebody, you're close.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see them, their expressions, you know what they're feeling, what they're thinking. And I think so many times we aren't even stopping to ask God how he feels about certain things that we do in our life. I know we've paid the price for that. We've, you know, even purchased houses and been through situations in our lives where it's like, well, we wanted to do things for God and we had all the right motives, but we never really asked God if we should, or if you know, people are running around, they're marrying people that they never even ask God if they should marry just because they're in love and they want to be married because God wants them to, you know, have a spouse so that they're not out running around sinning sexually or anything in their lives. They don't want to live in sin. But what if you married the wrong person? What if that wasn't the person God had for you? And I don't think that there's exactly, you know, an exact, I don't know how to say it. I don't know there's an exact answer for all of that. But as we seek God, he brings us to those situations and he confirms them.
Yes, it is so important that we make it a priority to spend time with the Lord, because he has so many plans for you and he wants to guide you and he wants you to seek him and he'll show you the way you should go. So in Psalm 16:11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Isn't it cool? Because joy is not affected by my circumstances. Joy is a partnership with the kingdom of God. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And wouldn't you want God to show you the path of life so we don't make mistakes like we did?
Sure.
Trying to do things in our own strength, trying to make things happen that we thought were best for us, when really, if we would have asked the Lord, he would have said, that's not a good loan. Don't do that.
Exactly.
But we
don't go there.
We did it our own way. We did it my way. And look where it leads.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I love that. You will show me the path of life. Has anybody ever been like on a hiking trail or something like that? You know,
I can't
say. There's a cut path where you're supposed to stay on the path. And if you get off the path and you wander too far away from the path, you're actually lost. And I think that's what's happened to the world out there. People are lost. They're not seeking God's face. They're wandering around in life, running the race and seeking after all these things. And then they get off the path that maybe they were, when they were kids, their parents brought them to church and they loved the Lord and they did things and they learned about Jesus. But then the race comes and they get focused on the race and they wander off of the path. And in that, we see that they can get lost in the woods and of life. And they're wandering around in the wilderness, is what the Bible says. And they're having a wilderness experience where they don't really know what's going on. And some of you may be in a wilderness moment in your lives right now. And I'm here today to say that, you know, God will show you the way back to the path of life if you've wandered off of it, or he will keep you on the path of life. If you will seek his face, you won't get caught up in that race and in that. You will find the presence of God and fullness of joy and pleasures, because who really wants to be off God's plan for their life if they really know the Lord and love the Lord? Some of you out there listening today may just be lost. You don't even know Jesus. So the first way to get on that path in life would be to give your life to Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. to surrender and say, God, I have tried to do this thing called life in my own way, in my own directions for too long, and I've messed everything up. I'm a mess. Maybe you're dealing with addiction. Maybe you've been through divorce. Maybe you've been through financial instability. God is ready to meet you right where you're at,
yeah,
and reestablish you and show you a new path to walk on.
Yeah, for me, I feel like I've always tried to live based on the plan of the Lord. I've always just had that mindset of like, that is the overall goal. Whatever God wants to do in my life, that's what I'm going to try to pursue for the race, you know? And so when I'm not, I can tell when I'm not following the plans he has for me, because I can feel that difference in my life when my life's being led by myself and trying to do it in my own strength compared to doing it in the Lord's strength. So it's like I can tell the difference, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I turn back to the right path, and then everything starts aligning, and things that I was trying to force myself start coming together. And I'm like, oh, God, if I would have just trusted in you and kept my focus on you and what you were doing in that moment and your perfect timing. Sometimes we're not patient. Humans are not patient.
We aren't.
And so we try to do things in our own strength, but then the Lord's like, nope, that's not my timing. And we get off the path. Like you said, we start to wander off, and then God's like, hey, what are you doing? This was the path, you know? And when you start just trusting in him and the plans he has for you, he always works it all out, you know?
Yeah,
I know from experience.
We're like the microwave people. It's like, okay, let's heat the food up. In 30 seconds, my meal will be ready. That's what we want with our plan with the Lord. The Lord said this is going to happen in my life. All right, Lord, let it happen. I'm waiting. It's like we're thinking it's like a microwave God where we can just have it happen right then. But it's really cool, because have you ever heard the phrase like you become who you hang around with, or great minds think alike? Well, if you hang around with the Lord and if you want to become more like God and the character of God and be a reflection of him, then you spend time in his presence and in the word of God. So I think like soaking in the worship, spending time worshiping in his presence, you develop the mind of Christ as you get in the word and get the word in your heart. So then when things happen in your life, what comes out of you is what you've put in. And so like if you've filled your mind with the scriptures and you have a situation arise, what's going to come out of you is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or, you know, like I had a problem the other day, and Jenna right away gives me a scripture, and I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
I like told her, it's like, oh, look, I just got this bad news. And then she was just like, put your trust in God, you know?
Oh, that's right. That needs to happen.
That's really good.
Yeah, I actually had someone say this to me the other day, and it actually did kind of click to me. They're like, I was like, I don't know why, like, sometimes we always just turn to, like, the worldly things before we turn to the godly things. And they were just saying, they're like, well, sometimes we turn to the things that we feel like we can't physically, we can spiritually have a connection with God, but sometimes we can't physically see him. So we turn to the things that we can see in front of us instead of just seeking God in that moment. And then we realize, wow, even though sometimes it's hard when you can't see, but when you have that connection with God, when you spend time with him, presence with him, even though you don't see him, you're connected to him.
Yeah, I think when you're saying that, it brings me back to the part of the phrase today, which is don't get caught up in the race and lose sight of my face, you know, of losing sight. Mm-hmm. So in that word, lose sight of, I think it's almost like looking at your face in a reflection, in a mirror. There's a scripture that says, you know, there's a man that looks at himself in the mirror, then he walks away from the mirror and he forgets what he looked like. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we can lose sight of God in our life and of his face because we look at him, like you were saying, and we're right there with him. And then all of a sudden we take our eyes off of him and we wander off into the race of life. And then it's like, oh man, I've taken my eyes off God. I've forgot what he looks like. I've forgotten what his situation looks like. So you have to be really careful when you're walking through life that you don't fall back, that you don't forget what it is that God has for you.
Yeah.
I've had to go back to the first scripture that God gave me in my life so many different times and go, all right, what was the original call that God gave me? It's in Acts, you know, 26, and he's like, I've appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness to those who are in darkness, to deliver them from the kingdom of Satan and to translate them into the kingdom of God's Son. And I always go back to that foundation. And maybe there's some people out there that you need to go back to what you may have lost sight of and when you were in the face of God. And then there's others that you just need to turn to the face of God and actually experience all the blessings that God has for you in life.
When you were talking about being a reflection of him, I mean, we reflect his glory. So we will have his love, his joy, his peace, his patience if we are spending time with him. And did you know that scientists have discovered that we have something called mirror neurons? Mirror neurons allow you to feel what others people feel, and they give you empathy and compassion. Like, have you ever seen someone yawn, and then when they yawn, it makes you want to yawn?
Oh, yeah.
Or someone tells you a story about something that's happened in their life, and they start crying and telling you about maybe they lost a child, and they're crying, and they're upset, and then you have compassion, and you're crying with them, because we're supposed to experience, like in Romans 12:15-17, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Don't set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Don't be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of men. So when you spend time with God, you see the things, you see God, see people the way God sees them. And it's easy for you to have compassion and just to show his love.
Yeah, I love that. Be of the same mind towards one another and don't set your mind on high things. Associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion and repay no one evil for evil. What is that? What's standing out in that scripture to you, Jenna? What are you thinking when you see that? How about don't be wise in your own opinion? What does that mean to you, to your generation? Because there's a lot of millennials and kids your age that, I mean, I'm just going to say it. They kind of feel like they know it all, and you can't talk to them. You can't communicate with them. So what do you feel there? Like, don't be wise in your own opinion.
Yeah, I feel like when we just humble ourselves before the Lord, it's like we just need to be humble. And like you said, I feel like my generation just gets caught up as, oh, we know it all because we're the technological generation. We know how to run the cell phones. We know how to do all this. But it's like you get so caught up in the things that you think you know, and then you are missing out the one person that you should be knowing, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's the thing. We need to just get our focus off of ourselves, off of everything. And I just feel like we're called to love and be like Christ. So it's like, if we focus on Christ, we're going to be able to love. And like you said, like this verse says, rejoice with those who rejoice. It's like, sure, when we have the Lord in us, we're going to be able to have that compassion and the heart towards these people the way God wants it to be, you know?
Yeah,
and just
sure,
humbling ourselves there before the Lord and just letting our heart, let him just touch our heart so that we can touch others.
You know, when you say do not be wise in your own opinion, the first word that comes to my mind is pride.
Mm-hmm.
And we all fall into pride somewhere in our lives. It's not just your generation,
yeah,
but they're prone to it
because
they want to think that they have all that technology and all those things behind them, which is really the knowledge of good and evil, which mm-hmm. is the wrong tree to do, you know, life from. We want to do life from the tree of life, and pride is one of the greatest weapons that the enemy uses against us. So it's so important that we are humble, and that we do set our lives in a pattern that says, I'm going to hurt with somebody else who's hurting instead of just looking at them and going, hey, suck it up, too bad, you know, keep moving. No, have compassion. You know, I love how Jesus would lock in with people and he would, you know, have compassion in moments. There's times when he would weep with those who are sad, and it's just a powerful thing for all of us to remember that we need to always be, you know, pressing towards the face of God, which is love.
Yeah, the
God
other
is love.
The other day we were at a restaurant that we hadn't been to in a long time, and the lady in the table next to us just started sharing with us about how her son was killed, and it was just a horrible thing, and he was only 24 years old. And just as she starts telling me the story, I just felt such compassion, like as a mom, like, oh, that has to be so horrible, you know. I wanted to cry with her just hearing her. And it was like we wound up talking to her for 2 hours, or actually
yeah,
2.5 hours, and it was a real God connection. And it was just a divine appointment, and we were able to guide her to church again and just get her heart back towards the Lord. And it was just a really amazing thing just from spending a little bit of time just sharing the love of Jesus and just having that compassion and a heart for the Lord with her.
And that definitely shows your heart of focusing on the things of God in that moment, because you could have just been like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. But because you had that focus of whatever God, whatever you want to do, the walk with the Lord in that moment, you were able to do good things with that.
Amen.
Yeah, it's really good. So, hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying the topic. I know it's a little different, but we're going to take a quick break and come back and just kind of wrap things up here at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah, yeah. Today.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Kevin Radlin with Lighthouse Christian Church and my wife Lisa Radlin and my daughter Jenna Radlin. You're getting a dose of the Radlins today, and we hope you've enjoyed the program. Our topic has been, really interesting. We're talking about how we don't want to get caught up in the race and lose sight of God's face. It's been good. We've thrown a few good scriptures out, but I'm going to throw it over to you ladies, and why don't you wrap up the program?
It's kingdom mathematics. You plus God means you win every time. Because God is inviting us to spend more time with Him. And the more time I spend with Him, the more time I want to spend with Him. I have transformation happening in my life, and it comes from face-to-face time with the Lord.
Yeah, so we have the authority as believers in Christ to give others knowledge and gain in your time with Jesus. So the more time you spend with Jesus, the more you're going to know Him, the more you're going to be able to operate through Him. And He's going to operate through you, and you're going to be able to know exactly the plans He has for you and the purposes He has for you. So seek after His face. So don't get so caught up into the race that you lose sight of His face as He's operating through you. As the more you seek after Him, the more you're going to be able to know what He wants to do in your life. And you can turn to Him, and He's just going to lead you to the path that He has for you.
And He will illuminate through you. You will be a reflection of Him as you spend time with Him. And more and more people that you're around, you'll have the compassion and the love that He has for them. And you'll feel that. And you'll want to reach out and pray for people because you see the love of God pouring out of you. And you say you have a heart for His heart. So you're seeing someone that's sick and you're just like, I've got to bring healing to them because
sure.
The Lord has already healed them. And I want to pray for that person.
Yeah,
I like it. You plus God, you win every time. You know, the Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, that we are to go out there with the authority as believers and to win this world for the Lord. But the problem is the enemy is trying to distract us. He's pulling us into the race of life, and therefore he's removing us from seeking the face of God in everything that we do. But, you already win. If you keep God in the mix of your life, you will experience the victory that God has for you in your life. So allow Him to keep you on that path that we talked about earlier in the program. Allow Him to help you to stay focused and continually be leading life with Him. And we just thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.